We are joined by Paul McGonigal, head football coach at Endicott College. Coach, welcome, and congrats being 4-0 right now.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah, it's good to be back with you.
Coach, just an observation. I thought it was kind of a strange game, that Norwich game last weekend. The final score, you guys winning 26-13. At times, the game seemed much closer than that, but yet, when you look at the end, the final results, you guys, your defense really established itself in the second half.
Yeah, it was kind of a tale of two halves. I mean, we, you know, they got the ball and they were moving. Then we got a turnover. We went down and scored, and then we missed the extra point. And then kind of a back and forth. And then we, you know, we scored before the half and started second half, went right down the field, and we turned the ball over again in the, you know, in the red zone there. And then they went down and scored. So instead of a possible 20-0, turned into 13-7. So, you know, credit to them for making the plays to, you know, to make it more of a game.
And your defense seemed pretty solid throughout, but they came up with that one really nice drive right at the end of the game. It was totally, completely different than the rest of the game.
Yeah, you know, you think, you know, it's still not over at those times, and there was a lot of great situations for us as coaches. You had that situation at the end of the game for their 2 minute, and then kind of ours under a minute before the half, and trying to get into a field goal or potential Hail Mary situation as well. So a lot of good stuff as coaches we can learn from as well.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, you've completed the non-league portion of your schedule going into the league play, and I want to get to that in just a moment. But maybe just a couple of notes on a couple of individual performances. Maybe tell me more. We've talked a lot about Clayton Marenghi, the quarterback. He scored a couple of touchdowns. Tyler Bridge out of Wells, Maine, also with two touchdowns. How about those two guys on Saturday?
Yeah, I think, you know, the more game experience Clayton gets, the better he, you know, he is. He does a good job distributing. Obviously, he's a weapon with his feet. So he's been getting better. And Tyler Bridge has stepped up, you know, didn't start the first two games, but he stepped up really well, and he's a tough runner. And, you know, you have another player, Yavi Cosme Diaz stepped in, and I think he had like 14 carries for 100-something yards, kind of a nice change of pace for us offensively.
Yeah, that's right. He had a little over 100 yards as well. Tell me about these Rock and Wave Awards. You guys announce those after every game or every week. What are those?
Basically, they're, you know, some, you know, special teams player of the game, you know, or sometimes it depends on like a defensive stand or defensive play, you know, that may help change games. You know, I think we try to emphasize special teams just as much as offense, defense, and you know, that the winner this week was, you know, one of our snappers, you know, who only played a few plays, but that's just as important as some of the guys that play 70 plays.
I want to go into the game coming up this weekend, but I want against Husson, but also a little bit about the league. So you are starting league play. I kind of looked around, and in the Commonwealth Coast Conference right now, Nichols and Salve Regina at 3-1, of course, non-league games. But I guess tell me, how do you see the Commonwealth Conference? You're watching the scores even before league play begins. What have you learned so far in the first 4 weeks?
Looks like it's a very strong conference this year. You know, I think everybody's played some very tough opponents, non-conference. And I think, you know, it's only week one in a conference. And I think, you know, as the conference goes on, we'll see how things sort out. But, you know, obviously we have a tough challenge ahead of us this weekend with the first conference opponent.
All right, let's get into that. Husson, what do they bring, what will they bring to Beverly this weekend?
Very big, tough football team, you know. I think they're very physical. They return the first-team all-conference quarterback. They have a linebacker, a corner, another all-conference as well. So I think, you know, that'll be a big test for us, you know, defensively and offensively. But they're always the few times we play them so far, you know, they're well-coached up there, and they're going to be tough, physical. It's always been a physical fight, and it's always been a close game.
And I guess maybe just a final question, Coach, from me is that as your team has evolved, you know, through the first four games, it's always a learning experience from week to week. You're teaching, you're planning, and so on. What are some of the big takeaways that you've learned, or how has this team evolved in your first four games?
I think going back to what I said earlier, I mean, there was so many situations this past game that, you know, you can't make up. You can try to in practice, but you know, we went from three penalties total in the game before both teams to 18 combined in this game. So how do you overcome those penalties? How do you overcome, field position and situations, even as coaches, that we could do better as well?
No, absolutely. Well, Coach, anything else to share with us about Endicott football this week as you get ready again for homecoming this coming Saturday at noon?
No, excited for homecoming and get some alumni back and, back at it again.
Sounds good. Coach, always good talking with you, and best of luck on Saturday.
Great. Sounds good, Bill. Thank you.
Yep. Coach Paul McGonigal, head football coach at Endicott College, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.